Melton. Authorities in Afghanistan said Sunday that national security forces are locked in fierce battles with Taliban insurgents to keep them from overrunning an eastern provincial center as U.S.-led foreign troops continue to withdraw from the country. The Taliban came close to the capital, the embattled Laghman province, after capturing key security outposts earlier in the day. The insurgents have made territorial gains in the province recently, seizing control of the Daulat Shah district on Friday. The Afghan Defense Ministry confirmed late Sunday that the Afghan Army Chief, who is also the country's acting defense minister, is in Laghman along with other top security officials and is leading the counter-Taliban operations. Violence has escalated across many Afghan provinces after the United Nations, along with NATO allies, began withdrawing their last remaining troops from the country on May the 1st. Poland's prime minister said on Twitter Sunday that he's asked the president of the European Council to discuss immediate sanctions on Belarus in a meeting Monday in response to the arrest of an opposition journalist on Sunday. Several European governments accused Belarus of engaging in an act of state terrorism after it forced a commercial jetliner to make an emergency landing in Minsk and then arrested one of the passengers, Roman Pratasevich, a former editor of the influential Telegram channels Nexta and Nexta Live, and a blogger critical of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, was detained by police after his Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania was forced to land by a Belarusian military plane. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 14 people were killed Sunday in Italy when a cable car, popular among tourists, fell 20 meters to the ground in Italy's Piedmont region. Authorities said that foreign nationals were among the dead. The Stresa Matarone cable car travels between the town of Lake Maggiore to the top of Matarone Mountain of Italy in roughly 20 minutes. Stresa Mayor Marcella Severino said the accident may have been caused by a ruptured cable. Severino said the car overturned two or three times after crashing to the ground before it was stopped by some trees. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi offered his condolences to the victims, and the Italian government announced later on Sunday it will begin an investigation into the accident. The Stresa Matarone cable car was closed for repairs between 2014 and 2016 and only recently began operating again after a hiatus because of the coronavirus pandemic. The United States on Sunday announced visa restrictions on Ethiopian and Eritrean officials accused of fueling the six-month-old war in Ethiopia's Tigray region. It said those involved had, quote, taken no meaningful steps to end hostilities. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement that people in Tigray continue to suffer human rights violations, abuses, and atrocities, and urgently needed humanitarian relief is being blocked by the Ethiopian and Eritrean militaries. Blinken also announced wide-ranging restrictions on economic and security assistance to Ethiopia. He added the U.S. would continue humanitarian aid in areas such as health, food, and education. An Egyptian appeals court on Sunday said it lacks jurisdiction to look into the Suez Canal Authority's demands to uphold financial claims that led to the seizure of the massive Ever Given ship that blocked the waterway in March. The authority and the ship's owners are in dispute as to whose fault it was that the Ever Given ran aground and how much compensation should be paid. Martin Bashir, the BBC journalist who tricked Britain's Princess Diana into giving an explosive interview, is apologizing to Princes William and Harry, but says claims linking his actions to her death are unreasonable. A report published Thursday found that Bashir commissioned fake bank statements that falsely suggested some of Diana's closest aides were being paid by the security services to keep tabs on her. Prince William says Bashir's actions and the interview have made a major contribution to the demise of his parents' marriage. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.